This is a biblical, inspired summary of other things we've read about. It's, as far as we can tell, Mark's Gospel ends at 16:8, which is very mysterious. See, they ran away from the tomb and they told nothing to anyone because they were afraid. End of Gospel. You say, it's a strange place to end, isn't it? Well, it is. But it's kept us, exegetes, thinking for 2 millennia, which is not a bad thing. One of the things you'll notice is there's no question about Mark teaching the resurrection. He records every one of our Lord's predictions that he was going to rise from the dead. There's none of that. So why is he doing this? Well, probably to indicate to us, the narrative is over, but the story continues. You're the story. That's certainly the mindset behind St. Luke's composing what we call the Acts of the Apostles. It's the life of Christ continued. And that's why we read it during Paschal time. The life of Jesus Christ lived in his disciples. So we're reading it. Now what this is then, you see, is a summary. And it's canonical, it's inspired, it's biblical, but it's a summary. First, and you notice, so much like our Lord. So Mary Magdalene went and told, they didn't believe her. And then the two came from Emmaus, they didn't believe them either. They're great candidates for being apostles, aren't they? If Jesus was like this fellow on the television, you're fired. I mean, he upbraids them, and then what does he say to them? Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel. That gives us quite an insight into our Lord, doesn't it? Look at these people. The great apostles who died out of love for the Lord preaching the gospel. There's no question about that. Mary Magdalene, she went and told the companions and they didn't believe. The two on the way to the Emmaus, why were they on the way to Emmaus? Because they didn't believe. Some women went this morning and saw the empty tomb. But him they didn't see, but some angel told them. So they run out there, and of course they don't see anything. So then he's with the 11 at table. And he rebukes them for their unbelief. What's the moral of the story? Don't give up. I would be a terrible apostle. My gosh, I would give up. I wouldn't, what am I supposed to say? The Lord says, you just stick with me. I'll take care of all the rest. And that's what this is all about. So it's a very encouraging, and it's the last gospel like this that the church gives us. This is the last in the octave of Easter, right? So the Lord is saying, all you unbelievers, start preaching. You know, if a guy came in this door right now with a submachine gun and said, everybody who believes that Jesus Christ is risen, line up against that wall. Why do I believe? Do I believe? I got to go. Yes, I believe. So we'd go over there and just say, boy, I hope he can shoot straight. But there's no way we don't know that he's risen. There's no way. Well, I don't know. I hear people say that. And now, but no, we wouldn't do that. Yes, he's risen. 99% of the day, I don't know it. I forget it. I blow it. But Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He lives in me. He talks to me. He helps me. He's bringing me to an eternal life, and I know that. You see what I mean? It's a different kind of know. You know that like you know the two and two are four? No, because this kind of knowledge is a gift. Huh? You don't control this knowledge. You yield to it. And since we yield very badly because we don't like to lose control, we believe very badly. But we know that he's risen from the dead. We're going to feed on his risen body and blood in a few minutes. We know. So when we say we believe because this is beyond us. It's beyond us. We're always yielding to this knowledge. And as we yield to that knowledge, we get free of our vices and our sins. The Lord dwells in us more. He can preach the gospel more through us. And we are growing in union with him. Our mind, our affections, our emotions, they're all getting more centered on him. And that's the whole point of trying to live a life of prayer, being careful of what goes on inside of us and outside of us, to be faithful to this reality that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and he is the Lord of the universe and he loves us like this. Take all these failures and say, go out and preach the gospel. He's still doing it. Now what happens next week? We finished Easter week. We're going to go on with the Acts of the Apostles. It's not the Acts of the Apostles, you see. It's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The praxis, ton apostolon. Because in the first century there were these praxis, there were these deeds of people written up. So these are the deeds of the apostles, which is very nice. But these are the deeds of the Holy Spirit. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit in us that we should do this, that we should do that. It's the Holy Spirit. I'll explain next week, but we'll start a treatise on the sacraments in the first part of Easter week. Baptism, the Eucharist. That's where we start on Monday. Because this is part of the acts of the Lord.